Brachas Park Test Mishnah Alpha. Roya Makum Shinasaba Nisim Li Yisro. Omer Boshal Sinisim Labasin Ba Makum Azev. A person sees a place where miracles happened to Klal Yisro, he would say, with Hashem's name in Malchus, because anytime you say a bracha without Hashem's, without a scarce Hashem and Malchus, it's not considered a bracha, like the Gemara says, the Rav brings. He would say, Baruch, which is Baruch HaTashem Kinem HaKalom, Shal Osen Nisim Labasinu B'Makom Hazeh, that you did miracles to our fathers in this place. And we're dealing with miracles like when we crossed over the Yarden, he came to that place, or crossed over the Yamsuf, or where the place where Moshe Rabbeinu sat on the rock, where when we defeated Amalek, v'chulu v'chulu, those kind of places. Now, if a person goes to a place where something miraculous happened to him personally, so there's a different bracha. And the Rav brings it down that he would say, Baruch Sha'asa Li, Baruch HaTashem Elkeinu Malach Olam, Sha'asa Li Neis B'Makom Hazeh. And then even this person's children and his grandchildren and their children, but always when, if they got to this place, they would also say, Baruch HaTashem Elkeinu Malach Olam, Sha'asa Neis La'Voisai B'Makom Hazeh. The interesting thing, the Mefarshim bring down, that also it applies to a Talmud and his Rebbe. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says, but it does not apply to the Talmud's children, to the Talmud's Rebbe. That's only to a grandparent. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Mishnah continues, Malkum shenekar mimenu avoydus kichavim, oimer baruch she'okar avoydus kichavim mi'artzeinu. He says, baruch atah Hashem kein ma'chalam, that Hashem uprooted Avodah Zarah may Artsenu, because the Mishnayos were written in Eretz Yisrael, and that they found a place in Eretz Yisrael Avodah Zarah was uprooted. He would say this bracha, again with Shem and Malchus. And also, similarly, the Yerushalmi says that even outside of Eretz Yisrael, one also says a similar bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam she'akar avodes kichavim me'makom hazeh. Now both of these, at the end of the bracha, there was always an add-on, so too, Hashem should uproot the Avodah Zarah, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael, outside of Eretz Yisrael, and he should uproot Avodah Zarah from all places, and everybody should turn to him. That's how the end of the bracha went.